Hello, hello, friend. Shu Allegra here. So I want to talk about time wasters today. Yep. Or should I say yikes? All right. So many of us, who are on this personal development, even professional development journey, we're always trying to maximize our time, right? Increase our productivity and, and effectiveness in everything that we do. And then we find ourselves like wondering, where did the time go? Oh my goodness, what did I do today? Oh, I wish I could have done X, Y, and Z. And so I want to touch base on maybe five ways that we waste time every single day. And maybe you'll find yourself in one or two of them. And maybe these, will be new to you. And maybe someone else can benefit from this. So as always, sharing is caring. Share this with others as well. So we're talking about time management strategies, and these are five ways that you waste your time every day. And if you can tackle these five things, you'll be more efficient in not just managing your time. Because those of you who know me, that I talk a lot about, shifting a mindset from time management to self-management. More on that on a different episode. So let's go right in and talk about those five big time wasters of our day. Number one, social media, emails, texts. Yeah, I combine all three because it becomes a vital part of our lives, right? But the world won't stop turning if you don't look at your social media for 15 minutes. Let's just be real. Another distraction that, it's very familiar. It's like that ding, right, on the phone or email. Every time it comes up, we're like, oh, we have to look at it. No, your phone dings, you look at it. It's a text, it's an email. It's a DM, it's whatever, right? It's like we're constantly glued to a phone. And I get that a lot of us know that's how we work, that's how we communicate, that's how we connect with the outside world, with everybody else, who are not us. And I totally get that. But it can be a big distraction. It can be a big distraction. So picture this scenario. You're in the middle of work, and when doing something very productive, you're in the zone, you're on the thing, just in the flow, things are flowing, and you're like, yes, I'm doing what I love to do and I'm being productive. And then your phone beeps. You reach for your phone to see your incoming message. So you go on from message to email, and then to Facebook, to Instagram, to LinkedIn, back to email, then to message. And before you know it, 20 minutes have gone by. Yes, that's what happens when we pick up a phone, right? And research shows that each time that you get distracted, even for just a couple of minutes, guess what? Your brain needs about 20 minutes to refocus. So not only you really wasted 20 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe 15-20 minutes trying to, looking at email and text and, and social media, and then now you're trying to work and you find like you're not getting in the flow as you were before. You're not, you're not in the zone, because what, your mind needs time to refocus. Yes. So not just you wasted the 15 minutes on social media, not just you wasted like 35 to 40 minutes if you add the time on social media and the time it takes you to refocus on what you need to do. So here's the solution. Avoid randomly checking social media, emails, or text messages. Instead, set a certain time during your day for doing just that. So maybe for you, it's like the first, as soon as you walk in the morning, you start your day in the morning, whether it's, work, you're working at home, you work in the office, in the business, or working a regular job, it doesn't matter. Maybe you start your day by checking all those things. And maybe you check it again towards, noon or before, after your lunchtime. Maybe you check it again towards the evening before you end your day. And then in the meantime, outside of those time that you kind of allocated for, social media, emails, and texts, outside of those time, you turn off any notification or mute your phone if you have to, especially when you're working on something important, something that, demands your full attention, so that you don't get distracted in 5 minutes, right? And I know for some of us, like, oh, I have my family might call me, my family might need me. And maybe you have, and that's true. And maybe you kind of set a understanding with your an understanding with your family, with so that like, hey, if you need me, if you text me first and you don't get me, then maybe call. So if you're getting a call from your home in the middle of the day, then it's something that's important, for example. Right? And if you're working from home, even communicating that with, your family members, like, hey, from this time to this time, I'm going to be working on something important, so my phone will be muted. Find, knock on my door if it's, it's that it's if it's, it's urgent. Right? So communicate that with people who matter to you, people who need to know, but also be mindful of blocking the time to check those random emails and social media and text messages. All right, let's tackle number two, organizing and preparing. You're probably wondering, okay, how is that a time waster shoe? Yes, it is. It can be. Because often we fall down the rabbit hole of organizing our day. And I can't tell you how many times I have worked and talked to and, and supported people who do just that. It's like they spend hours organizing their day, organizing their week, organizing their home, their drawers, their office, and then like they don't do anything else but that. So they organize their day about what they're gonna do, and then they go too far from not actually doing anything else, right? So they run out of time to do anything on their list. So you prioritize, you prepare, you plan. So it's like endless prepping and no implementation. Whew, did you catch that? Endless planning, endless prepping, not enough and enough implementation. So here's a strategy to kind of counteract that. Find an online planner or a to-do list. Then pick one day out of the week where you plan out the whole 7 days in advance. And then schedule your in-work related projects, your meetings, and your deadlines. And you can also include a workout schedule and get together with friends or anything else that it's important to you that helps you find that work-life balance. But this way, you're not just organizing and planning forever, but you are planning once, setting one time, whether it's at the end of the week or the beginning of the week, to plan for, for you for your the following 7 days per se, and then you're getting a grand view of what you need to do and want to do, and then where you need to find balance, where everything fits in, and then you're done with the planning. Then the rest of the week, you're just implementing what you planned. Got it? All right, let's move to number three, multitasking. I know we live in a microwave society where we all want to get things done quick, sooner, now, actually yesterday, not just now, right? And what have we done to get as much things done as possible? I'm all about that. I love being productive. I don't like being idle, but guess what? Multitasking is not always productive. It's not always efficient, I should say. So we trick ourselves into believing that we're being productive, but actually the sad truth is multitasking can be a time waster as well. It's actually counterproductive, when your attention is divided among several tasks at once. In other words, you're just another form of it's just another form of distraction. If you're trying to do too many things at once, most of those things will not be done properly, will not be done efficiently, will not be done, the way you want it to be done. And guess what? Then you're spending time fixing errors, mistakes, patching holes back in here and there because you did not do it properly the first time. So the fix for this one, it's simple. Pull out your attention and focus on one task at a time, especially when it's a very important task. And I know with remote work, we're all trying to make the best of, of working from home and finding that balance. Yes, you can throw something in the crock pot while you're working. You can throw the laundry in the wash during your lunch break and then keep working and then later on take a 5 minute break to switch the laundry from the washer to the dryer. Do some tasks, work well for multitasking that way. Tasks that don't demand your attention for the entire process. It's like, do it and leave it per se. You set it up and you let it go. It does its own thing. But if it's something that requires your attention for the entire process, doing more than one of those things at a time robs you from focusing and being efficient in what it is that you're doing. You might miss stuff, you might have more mistakes, and then you're spending more time fixing the mistake instead of just doing it properly the first time around. Okay, number four. Checking the news. I know with all that's going on around the world, we all want to know what's going on in that country, what's happening here with COVID, with vaccination, with all the things, right? And I get it. I get it. It's good to know. But not only what I'm finding, it's like the more we know many people, the more they get overwhelmed and anxious about those things, and then also the more time they devote into those things, and it robs them from the time they need to take care of other things in their lives. So checking the news every 5 minutes is not productive. It is easy to use the news as an excuse for procrastination also. It's like, I have to check this, it's important. Then you're putting off something else that's actually more important than that. And I know after all, we all want to be in the loop, when it comes to politics and sports and local news. I get it. But is that actually serving you well in accomplishing your own goals and, for having balance in your own life and fulfilling, your promises and commitment, to yourself, to your company, to, your family? Probably not. If you're glued to the news every 5 minutes. So how can you overcome this? Maybe force yourself to stay away from checking news updates every half hour, right? And how do you do that? Use some self-discipline, right? And like we talk about planning social media time and texting time and and phone time, maybe plan time for the news. Maybe I'll watch the news in the morning. If that's what you want and need to do, then plan time for that. Watch it, in the evening, plan it for that. But then allocate time that you want to focus on the news so that it's not every 5 minutes and it's not robbing from you. One great example and maybe a tool also that you can use is the Stay Focused Chrome app. So you can just Google it, Stay Focused Chrome app. It helps you hide certain websites for like let's say 45 minutes or so. Then tell the app you want to spend 20 minutes on and so forth and and so website. So literally, you can say, I want to spend 20 minutes on Fox News, on CBN, and that's all you do. It's 20 minutes, and then it was going to block it again. So after the 20 minutes are done, the app will block you again into your next break. How clever is that? Yeah. So as much as we want, I would encourage you to stay out of the distraction, that can be social media and technology in itself, but you can also use technology to your advantage to be more productive, and that's just one way to do that. All right, number five and last one for right now, errands and chores. Oh, yeah, the problem is not that the errands and chores themselves, it's when you do them. Okay, yes, we all have errands, we have chores to do. That's part of living, part of taking care of ourselves and, doing the things that needs to be get done and around the house and so forth. But running errands during rush hour, for example, it's one big time waster because not only you have to do the chore, but then you have to do the errands, then you're stuck in traffic. Right, so that's more time away from the things that you need to take care of. Doing chores is another. You might be sitting at your desk working away when you notice, oh, a dusty shelf over there, a cluttered drawer here, especially with remote working. Like we are living and working and sleeping in our homes, right, in the same spaces most of the time. And then it's like you notice all the things that you didn't notice before. And so, of course, you have a sense of responsibility to take care of that. What happened? Then you start dusting and you're decluttering. Before you know, you are literally robbing your employer of the time because you were supposed to be checking emails and responding to those. But you got caught up cluttering, decluttering for the past, half hour or so, right? So you tell yourself that I'll take one, it only take 5 minutes. That's how it starts. It only take me 5 minutes. Then when you're done cleaning the entire room or office, the day's over. And you still haven't finished what you initially was work you were working on earlier that day. Yes, chores and errands are not a bad thing, but when you do them can become a time waster. So plan your errands ahead when you know there will be less traffic, for example. And also, if there are errands that you can do from your computer, from your phone, use technology to your advantage. Things that you don't have to go pick out, that you know what you want, you can just order and have them shipped to your house, or order and you just go pick up and don't have to spend time, walking through the store. That's how you save time. Also, try to do your shopping. If you have must go to the store, try to do it when the store's not as crowded so that you are not stuck in lines forever. Right? And then for chores, set maybe 1 or 2 days during the week when you're doing, specific chores. For example, maybe your dusting will be one day, cleaning and over that decluttering. Like so, you kind of set up a system so that you have allocated time, again ahead of time, in advance for you to work on specific chores. This way, even if you see, even if something catches your attention, you can push it back in your mind and wait until your chore day rolls around, or your chore time rolls around, because you know that you already have that plan or built into your schedule. Got it? So we talk about five great time wasters, as we're talking about how to better manage the time that we have available to us. The first one was social media, email, text. Now that was one. Two was organizing and preparing. Three was multitasking. Four was checking the news. Five was errands and chores. And I'm going to leave you with this. So we all get the same amount of time each day. Yes, we do. Each day you have 1,440 minutes, which is equivalent of the 24 hours that we have each day. So think about it. 1,440 minutes. It's up to you to figure out how you're going to spend that time. And that's why I often say the problem is not time management, it's self-management. Because we cannot try to control and manage some time. It's the maximum time we get every day. We need to manage ourselves so that we are more efficient and take full advantage of the time that we have. Sadly, many of us spend our days doing things that don't really add any value to our lives or anyone else for that matter. But the good news is you can train yourself to focus more and have fewer distractions and make a conscious effort to add purpose and value to your life and follow through. And if you do so, you'll soon notice that you're getting more done during your day than ever before. I believe in you. I believe you can do this. And as always, if you need additional support, find out more at graceandhopeconsulting.com. You can click on there right on the homepage and book a free 15-minute consultation. And we can then talk about how you can manage yourself better so you can be more productive, you can beat procrastination, and increase your productivity and motivation. All right, guys, talk to you soon.